Whether you love it, hate it, or have never thought about it, chances are some nanny wants to ban it. Presenting the Nanny of the Month, runners-up, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, whose latest crusade is halting an inhalable caffeine product called Aeroshot.
Aeroshot may become the next club drug.
And Utah State Legislator Tim Cosgrove, who is pushing a bill that would put Reiki practitioners and other spiritual healers in jail for 1 year unless they spend hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars getting a massage license. Never mind that this isn't really massage and can be done without even touching the client. But there can be only one Nanny of the Month, and this time it's Arizona State Rep. Katie Hobbs, who's sponsoring a bill that would force advertisers to include warnings alongside ads that airbrush models.
Young people need to realize that there isn't a single product that can make you look perfect, and just having that disclaimer can really help them have more positive self-image.
The disclaimer would go like this. Post-production techniques were made to alter the appearance in this advertisement. When using this product, similar results may not be achieved. Activists are pushing for a similar federal law, and British regulators already ban all kinds of ads they deem deceptive or inappropriate, including this Levi's campaign, which officials say encourages children to play with fireworks. Check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.